And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to Cox Radio here. And for your information, FYI, it's a public affairs program we have on Sunday morning, and we're starting out a new year. I hope that you've had a Merry Christmas, and now into the new year. It's the first day of January 2017. I almost said 1917. I have a guest today from Montgomery County. Her name is Sally Copley, and she is the executive director of the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County. Do I still have you on the line, Sally?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I apologize for my sniffles. I think the weather that we've had around East Texas has finally gotten to me.
Bless your heart.
I understand that the Heritage Museum in Montgomery County is the place to go to learn about the Montgomery County and East Texas. But first, let's learn about you. If you don't mind, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the executive director.
Okay. My name is Sally Copley with the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County. I first started with the museum as their director in March of 2008. Retired after 5 years for a little bit, and then was welcomed back into the museum, and have been there going on 3 years, so that would make a total of 8 years, at the museum. And again, I serve as executive director, and one of my main duties is to welcome the visitors, from all over the world. We have people from Canada, Australia, and points beyond. We also reach the public on our website, which is www.heritagemuseum.us, and we do invite everyone to go to our website to learn more about Montgomery County's rich history and about the Heritage Museum. We have lots of history here in Gallery 1. We start out by telling our visitors that we have exhibits from 5000 BC to the present. We also have an exhibit of Dr. Charles B. Stewart, who designed the Texas flag right here in Montgomery County. And we also have other exhibits, George W. Strake Sr., who discovered oil in the Conroe oil field in June of 1932. And that brought over 20,000 people to Montgomery County from the northern states. The economy was really bad during the Depression, and they heard of our great economy here in Montgomery County and just came by the droves to work in the Conroe oil field. So we have that exhibit as well. We have an exhibit in Gallery 1 about the Willis brothers, who donated the land that is now Willis to the citizens of Willis, and also were instrumental in getting the railroad to go through Willis. They were cotton and tobacco farmers, and they would ship their cotton and tobacco and other their other industries on the railroad to go to Galveston to be shipped or exported to other countries. I know I'm told that during the Cuba embargo that the Willis brothers entered their tobacco in the World's Fair and won first place two different times. And wow. Then during when the Cuba embargo was lifted, they did not win. or they didn't win first place. We also have information about the Woodlands, Texas. Mr. J.G. Grogan owned the land that is now the Woodlands, and his sawmill was actually over in Tammany. We East Texaners call Tammany Tamina, Tamina. A lot of people call it different things, but we here in Montgomery County call it Tamina. But George Mitchell purchased the land from Mr. Grogan close to 50,000 acres and developed the woodlands, what is now the woodlands. And then if you are in the museum and you go into Gallery 2, we have information about Isaac Conroe, for whom Conroe is named. We were told, or we are told through history, that he was born in Long Branch, New Jersey, and he was a Union soldier and mustered out in Galveston. And then he must have really liked Conroe in Montgomery County. He built a sawmill 2 miles east of Conroe. And then we have history in Gallery 2 also of the Willis brothers, Montgomery, Texas, Jack Johnson. He was born and raised in Galveston, actually, but at the age of 13, his grandmother, Tinks Gordon, went to Galveston, packed him up, and took him to Willis and raised him. We take a little credit for Jack Johnson since he actually grew up in his later years in Montgomery County, but he considered Galveston as his home. We have information about John Wade in Gallery 2. John Wade was the first newspaper publisher. He published the Montgomery County Patriot. And then we also have history about Owen Shannon. He had a trading post between Montgomery and actually Lake Creek Settlement. And he married Margaret Montgomery, for whom Montgomery was named. There are a couple of different histories or stories about how Montgomery got its name, but we choose to believe that Montgomery got its name from the Montgomery family. In Gallery 3, we have the discovery room for children. They can go in, and we have pioneer clothing and bonnets and coonskin caps that the children can dress up and pretend that they're pioneers. And they can play checkers. We have old dishes. They can pretend they're cooking on the fireplace. Actually, it's a facade of a fireplace. And they just have a great time in the discovery room learning about pioneer life. In our hallway right outside of Gallery 3, Gallery 3 is also the general store and log cabin. It was designed by the Conroe Service League. They were instrumental in helping the museum get its start in the very beginning. But going outside the discovery room or Gallery 3, we have a collection of vintage telephones and an old switchboard that were donated. Most of the items were donated by a local historian, Morris Bateman. He was instrumental in helping to bring Conroe Telephone to the area. But we have other vintage telephones that and radios that were donated by other citizens of Montgomery County.
I'm going to interrupt you here. I'm going to interrupt you here just for a minute. We're speaking with Sally Copley, and she is the executive director of the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County. I'm sorry, I have to remind folks who's talking, so they'll know who they're listening to.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry. Go right
and
ahead.
And then we have a mobile oil display that was donated in honor of Frank and Teresa Baynar. They have mobile items, oil cans and receipts and signs. And so when you get a minute to come to the museum, you'll enjoy that exhibit as well. We had a local artist who was forward-thinking. Before his death, in his will, he left his prints, his framed pictures of his drawings to the museum. We didn't get all of them, but we did get a great deal. And we have renamed Gallery 4 the Mark Clapham Gallery. So we hope you'll come by and enjoy that and pick up a few prints so you can take those home. We also have, we're blessed to have a couple of board members. Martha Lilly and Lainey Whiteman, who donate their time to make handmade items, and the proceeds go to the museum. And we also have other items. It's called our Texas Gift Shop. So if you're by this way and need to pick up some Texas items, just stop by the gift shop. We, as you go into the gift shop, you'll see the back door. When you're ready to exit, you'll go out and you will see the many outdoor exhibits. We have an old trough out there. We're going to have an antique fire extinguisher that came from the Conroe oil field on display. We have a Joe Roughneck statue that depicts the Conroe oil field and George Strait. We also have a cannon that is a replica that is located out in the Discovery area. We also have a vintage tractor. It's a replica of the 1930s service station, of the 1930s. We also have a train for the children to play on out front. And one of our other displays, outdoor exhibits, you might say, is the Pegasus, the mobile red flying horse. We have that out front. The Boy Scouts have been generous and have donated their time and efforts to make Pegasus as close to the mobile gas station that was located at Highway 75 and Fraser Street. They are making the cover that was on top of the mobile station and right under Pegasus. But the flying red horse, he flies at night. He is all red, so when you pass the museum, you will see the flying red horse.
I remember that station well.
About other areas of Montgomery County, we have information about some areas of East Montgomery County. Those are displayed in exhibits in our galleries. We were started, as I said, by the Conroe Service League, as well as several dedicated citizens of Conroe in Montgomery County. The building that the museum is housed in was donated by Andy, Carolyn, and Andrew Walker, and the home was built by Mr. Grogan in 1924, and it was located over at 615 North Thompson Street. And the museum had to raise funds to move it over to its current location at 1506 I-45 North, right off the feeder of I-45 North. We are located inside Candy Cane Park. We recently, well, in August of 2015, we were given a building that was the home of George Strait's superintendent, Dolly Gray. And we have been blessed enough to receive from local organizations, of course, too many to name on the radio today, but there are many that we are so thankful for. In order to renovate the building for our grand opening in early spring, we are hoping. We're also working on historical markers, Montgomery County historical markers, through the Montgomery County Historical Commission, chaired by Larry Forrester, a local historian. But we are very hopeful that we will have that grand opening in early spring.
Wow.
I do want to tell you about, we are operated by two staff members. We're part-time, myself, Sally Copley, and Merle Trammell, our assistant director. We also have 23 active board members, and we have several volunteers. So I would like to ask any of the Montgomery County residents that have time to serve on our board, if they will kindly contact me and let me know, or volunteers, we would certainly appreciate it. We have a wonderful lady, Jean Barnhill, who is our accessioning chairperson. She has a committee of 8, and everything that is donated to the museum, she is responsible for cataloging that, and we call that our accessioning committee. We will need to raise funds for a bigger vault because we have run out of room.
Wow.
But hopefully you'll be hearing about that a little bit later next year. Hopefully we can raise the funds to build that vault or to get it expanded. But we are very blessed and thank the city of Conroe for allowing us to lease the property that the museum sits on. We do have an annual Pioneer Day program for children 8 through 11, and that happens in July, the first 2 weeks in July. The first Monday after July the 4th, we begin that activity, and the children just love it.
And we're speaking with Sally Copley. She is the executive director for the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County. You have gone over a number of things. I will be honest. I have not been to the museum, and I have the feeling I've missed a whole lot.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful description you give of the place. If you don't mind, would you, number one, give your website address so people will know to go there to get directions, but also, if you wouldn't mind telling them how do they could get to there if they were, say, on Highway 45.
Okay, be happy to. The website is www.heritagemuseum, all one word without a space, dot U.S. Our physical address is 1506 I-45 North Theater, Conroe, 77301. Let me mention that we are open Wednesday through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are closed on holidays. In the event someone would like to send a donation to us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 2262, Conroe, Texas, 77305. Suggested donations, adults $2, children $1. Now, where can you go for $2?
That's right, especially with as much as you have to offer there. I was really amazed at all of the history that is connected to Montgomery County. I think if you don't mind, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I think a lot of people would like to hear more about the man or woman who designed the Texas flag being from Montgomery County. Can you tell us how that came about or who that person is?
Again, Montgomery County is the birthplace of the Lone Star Flag. Dr. Charles B. Stewart, the first Secretary of State to the Republic of Texas and the designer of the Lone Star Flag and the Texas Seal, was an early resident of Montgomery County. In our exhibit, in the replica of his office, our exhibit of Dr. Stewart, you can actually see his drawing of the flag and the seal. An original Texas land grant signed by President Sam Houston, and listen to an audio telling of Dr. Stewart's many contributions to Montgomery County and Texas. Let me tell you how he came up with the idea of the seal, the design. I'm told he was wearing an old coat, and he pulled off a button off of that coat, dipped it in wax, and pressed it onto a piece of paper, and that's how he designed the Texas seal.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You have his actual drawing there?
Actually, it's in the state capitol of Austin. We have a replica of everything that he has done. We have it set up in an exhibit. But another interesting fact is the design of the Texas flag. Dr. Stewart was sitting across the table from President Nirabu Lamar, and Dr. Stewart wanted President Lamar to approve his drawing of the Lone Star flag. So they were sitting across from one another at a table. So Dr. Stewart just pushed the design across the table to President Lamar. Well, President Lamar was confused. He didn't know what was the top of the flag or the bottom of the flag. So he approved the design upside down.
Really?
Yeah. So you can see that in our exhibit. Everything, of course, again, is a replica. Now, did you know that Montgomery County was the third county created in Texas? The other two were Fannin and Houston, and Montgomery County was the third county created in Texas. We had the outline of Montgomery County included Madisonville, Walker County, Cold Springs, wouldn't you know, Waller County, Navasota is in Grimes County, all of those areas in addition to what is now Montgomery County. Before we could join the Republic of Texas in 1837, they made us give up those areas because the county seat was located at one time in Montgomery, and then it moved to Willis, then the county seat moved back to Montgomery, and then its final resting place, if you will, is located in Conroe, which is, of course, Montgomery County. So the little guy that lived, let's say, in Madisonville, if he had to come to the county seat, he would either have to walk, hitch his team of horses, ride a wagon, ride a horse, or walk to the county seat. Well, it would take him days to get
yes.
to the county seat to do whatever business that he had. So for convenience sake, you know, we gave up those areas. But we were quite large at one time.
A lot of people are surprised to hear how the older counties, how large they actually were. Now, we still have some really large counties in Texas if you go out in West Texas, but they've only got 12 people in the county, you know.
Uh-oh.
You know, I mean, it's hundreds of square miles out there, but, you know, there's not that many people lived out there. But can you imagine having, as big as Montgomery County was, having to go to the courthouse for trial or anything?
Oh, my goodness.
It would be so hard. And we all know East Texas weather, half the time it would be mud back and
forth. Exactly. Indians, you know.
Oh, that's...
We did have Indians in the area. So.
That's very true. We're speaking with Sally Copley, and she is the executive director for the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County. And she's telling us a lot of things, some things I was really surprised about. One thing I did know was that the oil boom in Texas helped out considerably with the problems from the Depression. The problem is kind of an understatement, because the Depression was a horrible thing all over the nation, but Montgomery County was a big oil boom at that time.
Yes, it was, and I'm told that because of the oil boom and the oil discovery, that George Strait made over 100 families millionaires. Now, I was born and raised in Montgomery County, but unfortunately, my family were not one of those. So,
you didn't get the millionaire
group. We were talking about the history that Montgomery County is the third county created in Texas.
Right.
In the 1820s, the fourth and last colony of Stephen F. Austin settled in the area of Montgomery County. I don't know if you were aware of that. But it was not until Texas won her independence from Mexico in 1836 that the third county in the Republic of Texas was formed. And as I told you before, it included all of what is today Walker and San Jacinto counties, parts of Grimes, Madison, and Walker counties. When Texas joined the United States in 1845, we talked about their being asked to downsize their counties. 12 years later, the county had completed the task and Montgomery County was the area that you see today. Rich in history, filled with cotton fields, as we talked about the Willis brothers, sawmills, we talked about the Grogans, railroads, and oil, the county grew and new towns sprang up. Although the cotton fields and sawmills have long since disappeared, Montgomery County continued to move ahead. In the late 20th century, the development of Lake Conroe and the Woodlands contributed to both residential and industrial growth. Today, the county is progressive, a progressive thriving area, lots of natural beauty, and a wealth of friendly people, including myself, of course. And you know, I mentioned Lake Conroe.
Yes.
I graduated from Conroe High School, and it was the new high school that was built in or completed in 1964. And the lake at that time was developed, and they thought it was going to fill up in 3 to 5 years. But unfortunately, or fortunately that year, we had a monsoon season. It rained forever.
Yes.
And the lake filled up in about 8 months. Well, that did not allow the contractors to get a lot of their heavy equipment out, and even small equipment, and they didn't have time to dismantle some of the bridges and the trusses over the railroad tracks. So, unfortunately, some of those things are still in the lake, but as we know, it is a very deep lake.
And, yes, and the fishermen are glad all that structure was left there.
Don't you know?
I used to do sports writing and outdoor writing for a couple of the newspapers in Conroe, and every one of the fishing guides out there on the lake knew where every part of that. They knew where the old roads were, they knew where the equipment was, and they knew where the bridges were. So they know to take their people there, and they would always catch fish.
Absolutely. There's some big ones out there, I'm told. We have the Bass Classic every year held in Montgomery, or through the Conroe Visitors Bureau. They set that up each year. And Conroe has a fine convention visitors bureau. They encourage tourism to Conroe, which ultimately spreads out to Montgomery County. And as I was telling you, the museum is operated by grants and donations. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we do have an active board. We just held our Friends of the Museum Christmas open house and the first look of the Straight Gray Oilfield House December the 10th.
Well, I sure do.
I'm sorry.
I hate to interrupt you, and we're learning so much, but I have to wrap things up. I sure do appreciate you being a guest, and I would like to be able to ask you back on, and we can talk more about Montgomery County's history.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you for asking us.